the host of Discarded Radio.
Here in Vancouver. Vancouver.
Here our new take on the 30-year legacy of Discarded Magazine, your Vancouver indie music monthly, featuring hot local bands, live interviews, and good times.
Yeah.
Tune every Tuesday from 5 to 6 for your weekly dose of what's happening in print, on stage, and live on the airwaves. It's Discorder Radio.
Discorder
on CITR.
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 101.9 FM.
101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9. Beautiful. 200 grand by Sunshine on Discord Radio CITR 101.9. Wade here along with Matt Muse, freshly arriving from the airport from Calgary. The dedication this man has to the show is incredible. We're also joined right now by the man who is fronting that band, Mr. Trevor Risk in the house.
Ayo, little drive time. Here we go.
Nice. The drive at five. we're very proud of this slot. Nice. Nice. How's it going, man?
Yeah, pretty good. I'm okay. Had a long weekend.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What'd you get up to this long weekend?
I like DJed 100 parties.
And really?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Wow.
Yeah, played some disco with Cam Dales from Radio Zero.
Nice.
Yeah, on Sunday night. Stayed up late.
Yeah.
Ate a lot of food yesterday.
You're a very busy man. I feel you get your paws all over anything that's happening related to music in this town. You seem to be involved somehow.
I just love touching stuff, you know? So I've got to put my paws somewhere.
Can touch me here?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there you go.
That really happened. Very nice.
It did for all those out there in Radio Land. Nice. Well, you've been on the show before in voice. This is the first time we had you live in the studio.
Yeah.
So welcome to the brand new CITR studios here.
You smell good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I've actually been a little self-conscious about that. So,
great.
Okay, great. So we have you on today primarily to talk about an event that you have been a big promoter of for the last couple of years. Something we should all be, you know, keenly aware of, because we have an event happening at the end of the month that's creeping up. Emphasis the word creep, slowly but surely. And I'll let you tell the fine folks what that's all about.
It's the fourth annual Come Friday tribute show. Come Friday was a weekly night we did in the city for 3 years. Completely dead now. Doesn't exist. But the Halloween show was so majestic and popular. Bigger than New Year's Eve. My favorite party of the year. We get four bands in town to cover four much more famous bands in the spirit of Halloween.
Nice.
Yes.
Now, before we reveal who the bands and who they're covering now this year, maybe you can give us an example of some of the bands we've seen in the past and who's been covered in the past.
Actors did The Clash pretty well. I do this thing every year where I get three bands and let them choose a band and then just push a band on another artist in town. So, for instance, last year I got three groups together, and then I saw Jody Glenham on Canada Day, and we were celebrating Canada Day, so we were all more easily...
being festive?
Yeah, whatever. And I said to her, you want to play the Halloween show this year? She said, yeah, I should do Fleetwood Mac. And I was like, no, you should not do Fleetwood Mac. You should do Aerosmith. And her response was, no, yeah. And it was the best show I've ever seen at the Cobalt. At one point, she had this harmonica slowly drop from the ceiling on fishing wire, and then she just played the solo from Cryin'.
Nice.
Yeah.
I was actually at the show, but I guess I must have stepped out. I missed that that special effect of the harmonica coming down.
I maybe made it up. It was late at night. So.
Okay.
But I'm pretty sure it happened. It happened in rehearsal, at least.
Nice.
Myself and some of the guys from a few other bands together made a one-night-only band where we covered the Smashing Pumpkins.
That was definitely one of my Halloween tribute night highlights.
Oh, so that day, here's a funny story about that. That day, the Tyee did a review of the preview of the show for it. And I wake up on the day of the show and my phone has just exploded. And turns out Billy Corgan fans are strong in numbers.
Okay.
And they have Google alerts set up for any time anyone publishes the words Billy and Corgan.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. And so I made the mistake of saying, the toughest part about this year's show is having to learn all of Billy Corgan's stupid lyrics.
Oh.
Yeah. So, I mean, while I was up on stage, there was like my Twitter account, my YouTube channel, everything was just, I was getting just outright destroyed by Billy Corgan fans from all over the world,
wow.
Too. Yeah. The reach is long on this show. It's a big show.
Incredible.
Yeah, we've affected people positively and negatively over the years.
Nice. And what was the name of the group you guys threw together for that one?
Oh, Billy Corgan's Shaved Head. It's very...
Right.
Yes, it was a very small group of people, would get the reference to Natalie Portman's Shaved Head, that band that, you know, wussed out and had to change their name.
Yeah.
Because Natalie Portman does not have a sense of humor about her roles when her shaved head.
Oh, I actually didn't realize that she was involved in the
crumbling of that band's name.
I'm pretty sure she was the beginning and the end of that whole story.
But back to Billy Corgan for a second. I have very fond memories of putting up CJ. He's the one of our ex-producers of this show. Mm-hmm. Still kind of in the fold, but I remember getting him body surfing all across the crowd in the Cobalt during that set.
Yes, and were you Wayne and Garth?
We were Wade and Garth. It's true.
Well, Tyler Quarles from Sunshine this year is going as what's the guy's name who has the machine that sucks as it cuts from Wayne's World?
Oh my goodness, what was that character's name?
His name is like Paxton or Paxton or something. Anyway, he's got himself.
Well, it certainly does suck.
It certainly does suck. Exactly.
Well, that's probably a good segue into what's happening this year. We've chatted a bit about some really exciting moments of the past. Mm. But who do we have for this year's lineup? And this is a bit of a big moment here because we've been kind of, we hype it up and we do the big reveal before Halloween. But I'm going to let you do the big reveal right now, live on air Discord radio for all you Halloween fanatics out there.
Well, like the past years, to feed my giant solipsist ego, I'm putting myself on stage. So I have a new band with Adam Fink, drummer, in everybody's band.
Yeah, I think I saw a show at the Cobalt once where he drummed in every single band.
Yeah, we had the last Come Friday, we had 7 bands, and he was in all of them but Greenback High, okay. I'm pretty sure. So, we're called Medium Cool. It's myself, Adam Fink, Jordan Ardenaz from Phoenix Thunderbird, and the famous Jody Glenham.
Nice, all of which are no strangers to Discord Radio.
Exactly.
Nice.
And we are Medium Cool, and we are performing as the Pixies.
Very cool.
Mm-hmm. Which is good. I have yet decided whether or not to wear a bald cap and or fat suit.
Okay.
But we'll see how easy it is to play guitar that way. We have Sex with Strangers playing as Duran Duran.
Very nice.
Which, I mean, they always wanted to do this. And I don't know if their bass player necessarily has been prepared to do this. Because that's a lot of difficult work by John Taylor. If you listen to the bass in Rio and then the bass solo in Rio... I don't know. I feel like I asked Hatch how it was going, and he was like, great. I was like, how's your bass player? He's like,
Well, were they the band that were thrust with the you have to do Duran Duran, or we're saving that?
This year's thrusting was Tim the Mute, Tim Clapp.
Yes.
Owner of Kingfisher Blues Records. Everyone's favorite promoter, performer, DJ, everything. And I said, Tim, can you please come and perform as Jonathan Richman? And of course... he's going to. He said I think he might actually even shave his face for it.
Pardon my lack of music knowledge, but I'm drawing a blank. Who, if for those like myself not in the know, who is Jonathan Richman?
Jonathan Richman was an artist in like the era of the Velvet Underground. He fronted a band called The Modern Lovers, which have a famous song called Roadrunner. People might remember him from the movie There's Something About Mary. He's the gentleman who plays all the guitar and all the moments between everything, which brought him to a new... younger group of people,
yeah.
But he's a very beloved artist to a lot of us who love that era of music. So, and the final band, the Flintettes, funded by Michael Flintoff, a tall gentleman who always wears a tie and black thick rimmed glasses, and he was a great sport about it. I said to him, "Who do you want to be?" And he said, "Elvis Costello." No, wait, Buddy Holly. So the Flintettes as Buddy Holly and the Crickets.
Perfect. Every year we kind of almost get like one wild card band to cover, and they seem to be this year's wild card.
There's always like, there's
a little bit off genre.
A little bit out of the little scene we have of these bands that have nothing musically in common but still go out drinking together most nights of the week.
Nice.
Yeah, he's the outsider, but he's a good guy, and I love him to death.
Okay, we're looking forward to it. It's Friday, October 30th at the Cobalt. Any other specs we need to know?
That's about it.
Okay, awesome. All right, Jerry, well, thanks so much. And over the next couple of weeks, we're going to play all the bands and the bands are covering right here on Discord Radio. So why not kick off this retro mix with Sex with Strangers? Mm-hmm. And this is their version of Head Over Heels.
Beautiful.
Thanks for coming in, Trevor. We'll see you on come Friday's Halloween tribute show on October the 30th.
Thanks, buddy.
Thank you. Here's Sex with Strangers, Head Over Heels, Discord Radio, CITR 101. Discord Radio, CITR 101.9, Sex with Strangers, with a great cover of Head Over Heels, the Tears for Fears classic from the mid-80s. Sex with Strangers will be performing as part of Come Friday's Halloween Tribute Show at the Cobalt, the fourth annual Halloween Tribute Show. Thank you very much to Trevor Risk for coming on in and having a chat with us here today. He'll be part of the band Medium Cool. They're performing as the Pixies on Friday, October 30th at the Cobalt. Also, we've got the Flintettes, as well as Tim the Mute. Tim the Mute will be performing as part of the fourth annual Halloween tribute show coming up on the 30th. And all the rest of this month here at Discord Radio, we are going to be promoting, covering, hyping up the Halloween tribute show by playing both the artists and maybe even the band that they're covering. Oh, yeah. Okay, so moving along. Today is just fast and furious. Trevor came in. He's gone. Matt just got off the plane from Calgary. And we also have two very special guests in the studio right now. Welcome to the studio, Chersey and Celestine.
Thank you so much for having us.
Excellent. Excellent. Okay, so Chersey.
Yes.
You are currently immersed. Deeply immersed.
Immersed is a really great word for it.
Because we're deep into it right now.
Ankle deep, neck deep.
Maybe even some other
forehead,
things deep.
Five head deep. Who knows? Yes.
Some other parts deep. I probably shouldn't say on the radio. But the Peak Performance Project has, I guess, right now they're down to the top 12 artists.
Yes, they are.
Who have been for the last few months slogging away.
Since May, yeah, 12 of us are all together working it out.
Yeah, and how's the experience been so far?
It's been absolutely incredible. I mean, that's what a lot of artists say coming out of the program. It is, the things you learn is just beyond the scope of anything that you can achieve on your own or trying to start up a musical business, especially in today's market. But it's just been insane. We learn so much. Business is a huge thing. You know, music is just as important as the business is, and it's crazy trying to wrap your head around that. But we've been given all the resources necessary to kind of take us to the next step, and that's what the Peak is known for. And also, you know, they're just so good at supporting local artists and Canadian artists and people who need that push, because we have kind of a smaller market. And it's really exciting that we're blossoming into something bigger, and the Peak has definitely been kind of on the frontier of that.
Nice, so. Nice. Well, congrats on your success so far.
Thank you.
And on Thursday night, we just put on a great show with Mike Adele and Little India.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, that was so much fun. Yeah. That was a really great time. Yeah, were you there for that?
I was there. I didn't stay for the entire set, but I stayed for three quarters of it. Actually, Matt was texting me saying, "You're missing her cover of Chilliwack's My Girl."
Yeah. Yeah.
But you have a great stage presence. And it's great to have you live in studio with us here at Discord Radio. Thank you.
It's so exciting. I love coming here. I've talked to Matt for a while, so it's great to be here with you. Thank you so much.
Nice. Yeah. Now, we're not only here to congratulate you and acknowledge you on your peak performance success, but you've got another special project that you're quite passionate about, and that's one of the reasons why we have Celestine with us here today.
Yeah.
Hi, Celestine.
Hi.
Is this your first time on the radio?
Yes, it is.
Very nice. Hopefully not your last time.
Hopefully not, yeah.
So what did you guys, you got this project called Project Limelight.
Yeah, so it's a wonderful project. I'm just going to go into it a little bit, and I'll get Celestine to kind of give like the actual participant angle from that. But it is a free performing arts group for kids who are raised in the downtown East Side. So it basically, or in East Van, it basically just brings that community together, unites them through music, theatrics, and performance arts. And it's just a beautiful, wonderful initiative that was started by two wonderful women who still own it. And they are just some of the best people I know. And I think Celestine could agree with that.
Definitely.
Huge role models. But I'll pass the torch over to her, and then she can take it from here.
Yeah. Project Limelight is basically, like Cherisee said, a free performing arts program for kids living in the downtown East Side. They bring us together, and like we get to know each other better. We get along. We get to learn from each other, from acting and singing and dancing. They're all things we all enjoy doing. So it's like they put like a big group of kids who are so very different, and then we end up getting along and like just
becoming best friends.
Becoming best friends, pretty much.
Family, yeah.
Yeah, we're like a family. It's great.
Wow, awesome. And for you personally, what's been the biggest impact on your life so far?
I'd say the fact that, I mean, I sing as well, so I used to not sing as much as I used to. I used to like sing in my bedroom, sing in front of my mom, and just perform, be like, yeah, next Beyonce here. No. So,
no, but for real, though. For real.
So I just like, I did that, and then my friend kind of introduced me to Project Limelight, and I was like, I don't know, I'm not. But I ended up going and talking to Maureen Webb, the most awesome person you'll ever know, by the way. And she told me that I could join, and I just started doing it for like, I think it's like 4 or 5 years now, and it's been so amazing. I've been able to do things that a lot of people couldn't. Like, I've met amazing people, not just the kids. Like, it's been great.
Actors and actresses.
Richard Branson.
Nice.
It was pretty awesome.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That was cool.
It was awesome.
I can see the impact. I mean, you got a smile beaming from ear to ear. I can see that it's made a real impact on you. So it's great to see. And Cherisee, how are you involved?
Well, the past couple of years, it's been about 2.5 years, hey, almost three. Mm-hmm. I've been involved as the musical director.
Ah.
So I basically help to select the songs that the kids are going to be performing. I help to coach the songs, and I come in and kind of oversee everything. So when we're doing the live shows, I do all of the live music as my one-person band type show. And then I also do all the live folly as well. So all the sound effects, everything that comes from me and my equipment.
Amazing.
And, oh, come on. These kids make it.
I'll go
amazing.
On now.
Yeah. But no, it's just a blast. And as much as this program changes the lives of our youth in the downtown East Side, it's changed my life. Like it's hard to describe. If you come see a performance and you come see my emotion after the performance, it's like this relief, this exhaustion, but also just this pride and this thing that I can't ever separate myself from. And it's such a beautiful program, and I'm so excited that, you know, we're here with you. Wait, we're here, and I've got Celestine on the radio with me now. You know, this is what we want to do. This is what we live for. This is what we work for, so that kids who, you know, at her age, I didn't have these opportunities, and she's getting these opportunities. And not to say that I needed them, because I've done a fine job on my own, but we're paving the way for these kids to be something greater than themselves, something bigger, and to change not just them and people around them, but the world, because, you know, they're the next thing, the next big thing.
Awesome. Way to pay it forward.
Yeah. Well, yeah, every little bit.
So there's an event that's happening tonight. Can you tell us what that's all about?
There is an event happening tonight. It is called the Cherisee and Friends Talent Show Fundraiser.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, drum roll. And And what we're doing for that is basically I've invited some of my closest friends, musicians, poets, whoever they are. There's about 11 of them, and they're going to perform. Two of them are loopers, of course. Looping is a big part of me. And so we're just going to perform. We are so excited to invite Ryan Robbins, a pretty famous Canadian actor and director and playwright. So very excited to have him. And we're just going to do this. It's a glow-in-the-dark theme party.
Cool. And where is it happening and when and how much? And all, give us all the specs.
So at Lux Lounge. It's on Howe Street. Really easy to get to. You can come here and then go party on Granville right after. And it's $10 entry. 100% of the proceeds goes towards the Chersey Limelight Scholarship Fund. Now, this is a fund that I have launched, which is basically all of the money that we're raising is for the principal so that eventually we can start awarding children, graduates of Limelight, like Celestine, a small sum just to get them started on their pursuit of their artistic career after Limelight, because as kids, they unfortunately have to graduate at some point out of the program, which is what she's kind of already done. She didn't get to mention it because she's so modest, but she's getting big time auditions.
Wow.
She's starting big time auditions. She's seeing a vocal coach all the time, and I mean, she's amazing. We're really excited, and she's going to be one of the first people that we actually get to like push and show what we've been working towards. So
nice. So you'll be there tonight as well, Celestine.
Definitely, and I'm excited.
And you're singing.
And I'm singing,
okay.
Yeah.
So Lux Lounge tonight, what time does it get going at?
It gets going at 7 o'clock, so come on down
by
7.
Wow, so you got to head out of here and go there right away.
Oh, yeah, we're a deacon.
Okay, well, we're going to let you go. Thanks so much for joining us, both Celestine and Chersey. Are we going to play a little sample from something you guys have done with your group?
This is just, I just wanted to show you guys kind of what we do here at Limelight. This is basically a backing track. We went into a professional studio and recorded backing tracks because we're trying to move Limelight also in the direction that technology in the world is moving with performance arts. So we went into a studio to do this. It was super fun, and you'll actually hear Celestine's voice. It's a very, very, very obvious. Yeah. So it's coming for you there, Matt, when you're ready.
Okay, here we go. Chersey, Celestine, and friends doing their thing on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9. Amazing. Thank you so much, Chersey and Celestine. That was great.
Thank you so much.
Thank
we
you.
Have a blast, and we're so honored to be here with you.
Yeah, today. We are. Thank you for having us.
Okay, so once again tonight, they can come check it out at Lux Lounge, 7 p.m., Howe Street.
$10 at the door. It's all ages until 10 p.m., so and it's a glow party. So it's going to be super, 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 super fun. And thanks again.
Okay. Well, thanks for coming on in. In the meantime, we're going to play one of your songs.
Yeah.
Everybody get their howling voices ready because it's just
doing
the wolf.
Ow!
Discord Radio, CITR 101.9.
Gray. Architecture provide new tools of political analysis intervention? This question is central to the work of Ayel Weitzman, Israeli architect and scholar. Join the Peter Wall Institute at UBC for the Wall Exchange on Thursday, October 15th, 2015 at 7:30 p.m. in the Vogue Theater in downtown Vancouver. Reserve your tickets online at pwias.ubc.ca.
Listen carefully.
Project Space is hosting Canada's only international art book fair in Vancouver, and it's free and open to the public. This festival of artists publishing features books, magazines, zines, and printed ephemera, as well as digital, performative, and other experimental forms of publication. The Art Book Festival takes place on October 17th and 18th from 12 to 6 p.m. at the Vancouver Art Gallery.
Yo, what's going on? My name is John Akpata. I'm a spoken word artist from Ottawa, Ontario. You are listening to CITR 101.9, the best community radio on the West Coast.
Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9, Atmosphere by Frankie from their EP Girl of Infinity. Frankie played as part of the Bestie show Friday night at the Fox, along with Bestie, Tropadelica, and Kudapira. And Frankie, featuring our own Nashlyn Lloyd of CITR fame. Nashlyn was telling me that they had some serious issues with their keyboard. The keyboard broke down. It couldn't get it going right as the show was about to start. So they were forced to play all their songs that did not have a keyboard. And most of their songs do involve a keyboard. But they said that was one of the tracks that went off without a hitch. So there you go. A new single from Frankie, Atmosphere. And kudos to them for putting on brave faces and putting on a great show despite technical difficulties this past Friday night. And before that, we heard Chersey the Wolf. Thanks again to Chersey for coming right in. And Celestine, Project Limelight fundraiser happening tonight at Lux Lounge. Howe and Smythe, $10 to get in, and all the proceeds go to Project Limelight. Also tonight, if you're going to be over a little more east of here, there is an event happening called Art Rock. Question mark. We first tickled your fancy with Art Rock last month when we had Late Spring performing Live at Lunch. Casey Way of Live at Lunch helped coordinate this event. It's a series that's inspired by the performers of sound, visuals, and poetics. Art Rock? Question mark. And tonight we are going to have playing as part of this Art Rock extravaganza. We have Aileen Bryant, Strawberry, and JSN. It's going to be happening every month on the second Tuesday of the month. And once again, tonight, going down at the Astoria. So in honor of that, let's play some Late Spring right about now. This is a track called Kids Lick, Late Spring, promoting Art Rock? Question mark tonight at the Astoria. And here they are on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9.
We'll be right back.
Jordan from Phoenix Thunderbird, and you are listening to Discorder Radio on CITR.
Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9, Wild Nothing with Chinatown. Chinatown is, of course, the neighborhood that is on the fringe of so many Vancouver venues, including the Astoria, where late spring's Casey Way is putting on her Art Rock question mark event tonight. It's also the right around where the Rickshaw is. If you are in the neighborhood tonight, you can check out the Black Dahlia Murder at the Rickshaw, along with Iron Reagan, Harm's Way, and Maruda. And by the way, if you want to meet the Black Dahlia Murder, you can actually have a little meet and greet with them pretty close to UBC, at least. Down in Kitts, they're going to be doing a one-hour meet and greet at the Evergreen Cannabis Society, 2868 West 4th, basically 4th and McDonald. It's free. Go on in. Show them your doctor's ID, get yourself some marijuana, and meet the Black Dahlia Murder. Evergreen Cannabis Society, 2868 West 4th, near McDonald. And also, another thing Chinatown is near is the Hindenburg, which is where Cry of Silence is playing. Cry of Silence is Eddie Lamb's band, Eddie Lamb of Rocky Oki fame. Used to be a regular member here of CITR. And we're not really going to play the Black Dahlia Murder, but if you want to get your medal on, this might be a good chance to this will hopefully suffice in the meantime. So this is Cry of Silence. They're playing at the Hindenburg this Saturday night, along with a few other bands, including Boomstick, Strip the Silence, and Crankshaft. And let's play In 7 Days right now by Cry of Silence on Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9.
What's up? This is Kid Koala. You're listening to Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. Keep it locked.
Nice finish there by Cult Babies on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9. On a Roll is the track from the brand new, yet to be released album, Off to See the Lizard, officially released this Saturday. They're having an official record release party. Actually, it's also a cassette release. They're going to be having limited edition cassettes available this Saturday, October 17th at the Astoria. Come check out Cult Babies. And for that, we heard Cry of Silence. So we'll be playing also this Saturday at the Hindenburg. Okay, just about time to go. Matt Muse, we've got about a minute left in the show, and we may even have only a week left of our current reigning government.
With any luck, we'll see. We'll see how it goes. There's some hotly contested ridings in Vancouver. So like Vancouver Granville, I know, there's a very close race there. So like definitely check into your local candidates, who's running, who you support, and it's like more important than maybe it's ever been to vote this election, because it's super, super close, closer than in like recent memory.
This is true. And of course, another
do it. Vote.
another big part of it, too, is people are saying, are we going to vote strategically or vote for the party you want to win for? So there's lots to consider this election. But you can you know, basically, as long as you get out there and vote and exercise your democratic right, and let's bump up that voter apathy tag that we have on the current generation, because last election we only had something like 30% turnout. It was crazy. So this time next week we could have a we'll have a new government. And you never know. And in honor of that, we thought we'd play a song that is kind of related to the election, and I think it's a nice lead into the next show, Flex Your Head with Mike, coming up in about 2.5 minutes time. So this is some classic Vancouver punk from a band called Subhumans. Oh Canada. Thanks so much to everybody, including Trevor Risk, Jersey Celestine, and Matt Muse, for making the show possible. I'm Wade for Discord Radio. See you next week. And you're listening to CITR 101.9. Oh Canada.
You better wake up. Now what you gonna do?